time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now let's head courtside for the pregame, and alongside former coach Denny Kettle, here's KGYM sports director Scott Unash.
In Des Moines, as our coverage of the 2020 Boys State Basketball Tournament continues as we get ready for semifinal action in Class 2A, as it'll be the Northland Lynx, the defending state champions, taking on the 25-1 Trainer Cardinals. And welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Coach Nate Sanderson, as we get ready for what should be a really entertaining basketball game. The winner will take on Boyden Hall. They just defeated Comanche in the other 2A semifinal by a score of 64-49. High school basketball is always presented by Hills Bank here at KGYM. Check them out online at hillsbank.com or visit one of their locations throughout the corridor. Connection is here. And for Northland, folks, they're hoping it is a repeat of last year's 2A state championship where Northland knocked off the Boyden Hall Comets. But to get there, Northland is going to have to not only win their 52nd in a row, Nate, but knock off a really, really talented and good basketball team in Trainer. The Cardinals come in at 25-1. They are rated number one in the state of Iowa. The only loss was to a 6A Kansas City team, Blue Valley Northwest, who they played in a non-conference affair. So it's going to be a tough test tonight.
Well, it will be a challenge here for the Lynx. I know Coach Hilmer, talking to him a little bit before the game, has a number of concerns on his list going into pregame here. Certainly the Lynx, although no strangers to this, will be at a height disadvantage once again. Trainer will start a 6'10 center and also has a 6'4 forward that will be highly involved in the offensive attack here. And as we talked a little bit about after the quarterfinal, I think one of the big keys for North Lynn tonight is going to be, can role players that not named Austin come up with some big shots here for the Lynx?
Yeah, Gunnar Van Orney, Dylan Kurt, Caleb Kurt, Kate Haugenberry, people like that coming off the bench. They're going to have to be extra special in this one here tonight. And they've got one game under their belt now at the state tournament. The lights are bright, but maybe not quite so bright that second time around.
Well, it gives you a little bit of confidence, obviously, being in the semifinal, having a chance to go through the routine, be out on the big floor, get used to the lights, the shooting background. Hopefully all of those things make it a little bit more comfortable for them here tonight.
Trainer, 25-1, number one rated. They are seeded number two, however, in Class 2A. They are the Western Iowa Conference champions. Of course, Northland at 25-0, the state's only unbeaten. Of course, 51 in a row that Northland has won. And the Lynx also the gaudy 106-2 record in their last 108 ball games. And coming off a very good win against a talented West Sioux team that we had on Monday afternoon, winning that one 56-51, and you said the two Austins were absolutely fantastic and kind of willed North Lynn to the victory in that particular ball game.
Well, Austin Miller and Austin Hilmer were tremendous in the second half, scoring all of the Lynx points, and in fact had 76% of their points in the game in the quarterfinal. Again, we think North Lynn's going to need some outstanding effort from them again tonight. Austin Hilmer was great with the basketball, penetrating the defense and creating for Austin Miller. We'll see if they can get it going early here, maybe settle the nerves for the rest of the team, and see what kind of contributions they can get alongside him.
Get off to a good start is always key, but I think especially in this ball game here tonight, and establish themselves in the interior. John Schwarty is 6'10", like you mentioned, but he's only the third leading scorer for this Trainer basketball team, 9 points a game and almost six rebounds. They've got a good inside-outside combination. Jack Turks, 6'4", and a senior, averages 16.5 points and 7 rebounds a game. Shoots 62%. He is strictly an inside guy, back-to-the-basket sort of guy. And then he's got a running mate in the backcourt named Jack Stogdill, who is averaging 15 points a game, 6'2", and a senior. There's the other thing. This is a very much senior-dominated team. They start five seniors in the starting lineup for Trainer.
Well, that experience, and we've mentioned that before. We talked about that with Austin Miller in the quarterfinal game. There's just that something about your senior year not wanting to lose that last game that just adds a little bit of intensity and urgency to the effort, and I'm sure we'll see that from Trainer here tonight.
Trainer got here by virtue of a first-round win over Pella Christian, 69-53. They pulled away in the second half in that particular ball game. Got here by wins over Shenandoah, Tri-Center out of their own Western Iowa Conference, and then beat Panorama by 30, 71-41 in the sub-state final. And like we said, Trainer, their one loss in the year was to Blue Valley Northwest, Kansas City suburb team and a 6A team. Trainer took them on in a non-conference battle. For North Lynn, of course, Austin Miller and Austin Hilmer leading the way. Miller 22.8, Hilmer at 18.2 points per ball game. Dylan Kurt also in double figures at 12.2 a ball game for North Lynn. And you get to the semifinals and the boys a little different than what you've gone through in the girls, and you're guaranteed two games. So that's something in the back pocket for both of these clubs.
Well, it's nice to know you're going to play another game. Your seniors, no matter what happens tonight, will get one more either tomorrow or on Friday. I know coaches have mixed feelings about that consolation game. It really comes down to who really wants to be here and really enjoy that last opportunity to be on the floor out here, even if you are playing for third place rather than playing for the championship.
Could see a high-scoring game. Of course, we know North Lynn wants to get up and down. Trainer averages 68.4 points per ball game so far this year. So I got a feeling that we could see some points put up on the scoreboard.
Well, both teams giving up just 43 points per game as well. So you'll see a lot of man-to-man defense from both teams here tonight. And just talking to Coach Hilmer, he's going to extend that full-court pressure as we saw in the quarterfinal and all year long. I think we might see a little bit further extension of that on the inbounder that we didn't see as much of in the quarterfinal. And then on the other side, Trainer likely to play quite a bit of pressure on the basketball, see if they can rattle some of those sophomores, get up in passing lanes and create some turnovers for some easy offense.
Yeah, and talking with the coaching staff, they said, I asked, are there going to be any big changes? What are you going to do? And they said, you know what? We've come this far with doing what we do best, and we're not going to change anything here for even a very good Trainer team tonight. Going to sink or swim with what they have done to win the last 51 games in a row.
Well, and this is just there's not a lot of time, obviously, between the quarterfinal and the second round here. But I think for your guys, you know, it's a great message that what we do works. What we do has got us to this point. We believe in what we do, and we're certainly not going to change that now that we're in the semifinal game.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, not a lot of time to go from that quarterfinal game to the semifinal game, even less time to go to the final, but we hope that is the case for North Lynn as they get ready for that one coming up on Friday, as they will introduce once again the non-starters and the starters here to the crowd assembled at Wells Fargo Arena. And turn around, and a lot of folks clad in maroon. Good student section showing here. And I think most of the girls' basketball team kind of taking up the front couple rows. See Ellie Ware over there, among others. And, of course, what is this, the fifth trip now in the last, 9 days or so for the folks in Coggin, Troy Mills and Walker?
Indeed. Somebody should invest some Airbnbs down here for for those guys this time of year.
Indeed, they should. Let's take a look at our starting lineups in the ball game tonight, this 2A semifinal. The winner will get Boyden Hall coming up on Friday in the 2A state championship game. North Lynn will be the visitors on the scoreboard. North Lynn rated number 2 in the state in Class 2A. And the Lynx seeded number 3 coming into the tournament. They will go with their same starting 5. It will be number 11, Gunnar Van Orney, 5'11", and a sophomore, averaging 7.6 points per game with 47 threes on the year, shooting 44%. Number 31, Kate Haugenberry, 6'2", and a sophomore, averages 6.2 points, 4.6 rebounds, shooting 60% from the field. Also, it'll be number 23, Dylan Kurt, 6'2", and a sophomore. Kurt at 12.2 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. He has made 64 threes on the year for North Lynn. And then the Austins. It'll be number 13, Austin Miller, 6'2", and a senior. And Miller averaging 22.8 points, 10.5 rebounds per game, 70% from the field, and 11 made threes. And his running mate, number 25, Austin Hilmer, the 5'10 sophomore. Hilmer at 18.2 points, 3.2 rebounds, and over 8 assists Jasper ball game. The co-head coaches for North Lynn, Mike Hilmer and Bob Hilmer. For the Trainer Cardinals, 25-1 on the year, rated number one in the AP poll, and they are seeded number two in the state tournament in 2A. They will go with this lineup. It'll be three guards and a couple, a forward and a center. It'll be at four, number 33, Jack Turks, 6'4 and a senior. Turks, the leading scorer, 16.5 points, 7 rebounds a game, shooting 62% from the field. The center is number 12, John Schwarty, 6'10 and a senior, 9.1 points, just under 6 rebounds a game, shoots 64% from the field. And the three guards, Jack Stogdill, 6'2 and a senior, 15 points a game, almost 5 rebounds, leads the team with 42 made threes on the year. Also at a guard, it'll be Luke Miska, 5'10 and a senior, at 3.9 points a game. And number 3, Quinn Navarra. He is a 5'9 senior. Navarra averaging 2 a game. Head coach for the Trainer Cardinals is Scott Rucker, who, by the way, went to college with one Jared Collum.
How about that? There's not many people that would claim that fact.
Coach Collum does do that. Our officials as assigned tonight by the Iowa High School Athletic Association are Royce Ranninger, Jason Slaughter, and Brad Van Rokel. North Lynn in the maroon traveling uniforms, black numbers, white letters, links across the front, trimmed in black, and the white striping down the side. Trainer in their home whites with the red and the outline black numbers that we love so well in the media. I know you got a bunch of keys for this one.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the height of Trainer affects the game, if they're able to establish that inside game, as you talked about before, with both players playing a little bit of high-low out of the high post and the low block. I think both teams are going to apply some defensive pressure at different points. Trainer a little bit more in the half court. But I think we'll be really aggressive up on the ball and in passing lanes. We'll see how the Lynx are able to handle that. And I think that the emphasis for both sides is going to be to make somebody other than the leading scorers or the dynamic duo on both sides beat them. So you might see some adjustments here where both teams are shading toward the Austins, the Trainer shading toward the Austins, and the Lynx shading toward the inside, and we'll see who else can make some contributions here tonight.
Going to be a tough team to press, not only with the good guard and Stogdill, but also with anytime you got a 6'10 post that you can throw to beat the pressure, that makes things a lot easier.
Well, indeed it can, and the other side of that is you might be able to just wear them out a little bit if you can get the game going up and down. Obviously, North Lynn likes to run. They've been doing it all year long, and we'll see what kind of stamina some of these big guys have for Trainer.
Austin Miller to tip it up against John Schwarty. Austin 6'2", looking at 6'10".
There is a distinct difference there for the two gentlemen waiting for the ball to go up here.
Now, Schwarty does have a pretty good wrap cast on his left hand as we're underway as Trainer wins the tip. And right away, some trapping defense at the backcourt off the tip for North Lynn. Trainer going to the bucket to our right. It's going to be Miller on Schwarty to start things off.
Well, you see Miller giving Schwarty plenty of room there, about 10 feet out in the short corner, not guarding him at all and trying to front in the post.
There's that high-low inside to Schwarty. Missed the layup, though. Rebound goes out of bounds, and they're going to keep it with Trainer.
Well, Austin Hilmer is appealing to the official on the other side there, but we will stay here. Trainer ball underneath.
Stogdill to inbound, left of the glass, just underway. They'll lob it in, and it's broken up by Miller and stolen away. Here comes Hilmer. First turnover of the ball game. Nice crossover dribble. Takes it inside. Pass out was tipped, but Kirk comes back with it for North Lynn. Out top. Three-pointer up. Good for Austin Miller.
Well, he's showing you the complete game there, just stepping out, hitting the three-pointer. They don't step out to him, and it was nothing but nylon on the splash.
And a good start right there to 3-0 lead. Stogdill, half-court trapping pressure, just throws it up for grab. Schwarty makes the catch, got it to Tarks. Follow-away shot, forced it, no good. And the rebound out of there to North Lynn.
We see the Lynx being aggressive in that double team as the ball is coming across half-court. Make or miss, they want to come out and make the guards play here. And Trainer getting a little bit sloppy with the basketball, the long pass there as North Lynn came away with it.
Haugenberry's going to get called for steps in the front court for North Lynn. Full-court pressure. And North Lynn will put Haugenberry on Stogville here to start. Ooh, cross-court bounce pass nearly intercepted by Van Orney. And then a behind-the-back dribble by Tarks, and he lost it out of bounds.
Really nice rotation there from Miller. He moved off of the player in the middle to pick up the ball as they attempted the steal. Missed it. Miller just got a deflection and went off the Tarks' leg and out of bounds. Be North Lynn ball.
North Lynn with the only points so far is 3-0 in favor of the Lynx. Miller left open. He'll hoist the three and got it again. He's 2 for 2.
Now that was a deep one from the right wing out toward the NBA line. And if he's able to score from out there, he is going to be very difficult to guard tonight.
6-0 jump here for North Lynn. 12th and 13th three-pointers of the season for Austin Miller. Stogville trapped along the sideline, threw it away. One-on-one the other way. Here comes Miller, and he was fouled, going for the steal by Quinn Navarra.
They're going to call the foul on the floor there. We actually had a bit of a peanut roll there. There was a trap on the side. Trainer tried to throw it back to the middle of the floor. The player tripped over the North Lynn player's legs. Miller came up with the ball and got fouled before he could get into the shooting motion.
Well, could draw up a better start here for the Lynx.
Absolutely.
6-0, North Lynn inbound in front court. Looking. They try to bounce it in. Ball tipped away by Tarks. Loose comes right underneath, and Tarks falling down commits the foul. Has everything going right for the Lynx right now?
Well, sometimes you need a little bit of luck, and right there, Miller throwing the ball in, threw it kind of by their feet. The ball got deflected around, rolled through Tarks' legs, right back to Miller as he stepped in bounds, and as he went up, Tarks fell into him, picked up the foul. Miller will shoot two.
First free throw up and good for Austin Miller. 72%. North Lynn shoots 67% as a team. And a 7-0 lead for the Lynx. Make it 8-0.
North Lynn extended in that full court diamond press here. A little bit of denial on Tarks. He's got the ball now. We'll see when Austin Hilmer looks to set that trap.
Miska gets it up to Stockdale. Picks it up against the double and a bounce to Navarra. He'll lob it back door, but it's too tall for Schwarty. And it's picked out of there by Kurt. Already four turnovers, driving in all the way. Scoop layup up good by Hilmer. It'll count in a foul.
That's a great drive by Hilmer. Boy, you got to throw the ball pretty high in the air to get it over Schwarty's head there. At the other end, the Lynx came up with it. Hilmer went coast to coast, one on three at the end, ducked under a defender, laid it up off the glass, and drew the foul.
And the Austins, with all of the firepower so far, missed free throw, offensive rebound. Schwarty got the block, and then they're going to get the foul, I think, on Hilmer or Miller going over the back.
And it'll be on Miller there. Hilmer missed the free throw. Miller got great position inside, went for the putback, got blocked by Schwarty, tried to contest that rebound, and got called for the over-the-back foul.
Full court pressure, and it has paid dividends so far. Ball tipped away again. Loose underneath, picked up by North Lynn. Pass, layup missed, though no good. Offensive rebound, and Haugenberry was fouled.
I believe he was thrown to the floor. The officials are talking about it under the basket.
They're going to talk about it, and we're going to have a foul, I believe. And that's going to be the second on Luke Miska.
Well, I realize here Trainer is likely waiting for the media timeout, but the way this game has started, you wonder if they need one just to get their composure a little bit here. North Lynn starting on the 10-0 run in the first 2.5 minutes of the game.
Hilmer to inbound. Looking, and he'll bounce it in to Miller on the hand back. And now they'll set it up. 10-0 lead for North Lynn. Hilmer stop and go move, takes it inside, got doubled. Kick to Van Orney. Now Kurt starts to penetrate, brings it back outside against Stogdill. Takes it inside, fakes, spins, gets it to Van Orney. North Lynn working that right side of the floor right now. On the drive, Miller. Cut off by Turks. Good defense in the man-to-man right now by Trainer. High ball screen, pull-up jumper, front iron no, and the rebound to Schwarty.
Well, North Lynn's not having any trouble getting dribble penetration. They're running into the length of Trainer in the lane trying to kick out. They're going to continue to get good shots if they can keep doing that.
Tarks, the turnaround won't go. Left it short. And the rebound out of there to Austin Miller. Up ahead, Kurt through traffic. Leaves it on the handoff. And Miller will bring it back.
Not sure Miller knew that ball was coming until it was right in his hands there.
I knew he didn't think it was coming. Here's a three. Up and good. Dylan Kurt from the corner. Timeout, Trainer of 30.
Well, once again, the dribble penetration to the left side of the floor there. Kurt just spotting up in that left corner. The beautiful kick rainbow shot. It was good. And again, couldn't ask for a better start, as you mentioned here. All the loose balls seem to go Northland's way. The ball's going in the basket. Trainer struggling to get the ball past half court, not even into the lane here. They haven't been able to establish their size because their guards have struggled so much against the Northland pressure.
They haven't updated the stats as of yet, or we tell you how well Northland is shooting, and that Trainer is, I believe, only taken two shots so far in the ball game. Like we said, could not script a better start. Northland up by 13. As the Lynx will continue with the full court pressure. As Caleb Kurt into the ball game, the 6'2 junior. And Dylan Kurt also remains in the ball game for Northland. Picking it up, Miskey. Trapped along the center line, looking for some help, and traveled with it. Tried to split a double team. And had nowhere to go, and that's five turnovers.
Well, one of the things you like that Northland's doing here, they're doubling Stogdill on the inbound, trying to make him throw it to somebody else. They doubled him immediately as he brought it up the floor. Miska picked his dribble up right after half court. The Lynx trapped him, and he couldn't get out of it.
Kurt works it over on the far side to Miller. Moves on Tarks, takes it inside, off the glass for two more. Northland quicker right now, and Northland up 15 to nothing.
Well, Schwartz out of the game here. You take that 6'10 presence away from the rim. Northland going to continue to attack the basket, one would think.
And another throwaway by Trainer. Northland getting into the passing lanes, causing all kinds of havoc. And we're going to have immediate timeout here with 3:50 to play here in the game's first quarter. Northland 15, Trainer nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM.
You don't need the luck of the Irish. It's St. Patrick's Savings Time. This is Pat McGrath, and I'm no saint, but I won't let you spend a pot of gold when we can save you big green on a nicer, newer ride.
Shop our Shamrockin' selection of more than 2,500 premium pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, starting at just $99 a month. Quality inspected, warranty protected, McGrath certified vehicles, priced as low as $10,995. Like it or exchange it, guaranteed. Even if you don't wear green, your credit application is always accepted. Six cities, 10 McGrath locations, over 2,500 used vehicles as low as $99 a month. And tax refund season's the reason. Your time to upgrade is now. No need to pinch yourself. These deals are definitely real, and luck's got nothing to do with it.
St. Patrick's Savings Time at McGrath Family of Dealerships. Shop now, McGrathAuto.com.
Back with you here in Des Moines, 3:50 to play in a first half dominated by the Northland Lynx. Number two leading number one in the semifinal, 15 to nothing. One big stat jumping out on the sheet here so far, Nate.
Well, Trainer with seven turnovers here, and Northland has been able to turn those into 12 points at the offensive end. We mentioned how both teams would have to play against a little bit of defensive pressure here. So far, Trainer been unable to solve the puzzle of the Northland defense.
Crossover dribble, splitting defenders, trying to get it down to Miller and thrown away.
Well, nice dribble penetration there from Austin Hilmer. Tried to set up Miller. The ball was a little bit low, and the Lynx turn it over.
Now we got a foul on the Lynx. And looks like that's going to go against Austin Hilmer. That'll be his first, so both Austins with a foul. Team foul number two. Tim Zimmerman into the ball game for Trainer. Off the bench, and he will attempt the three and hits it. And finally, Trainer on the board.
Well, Zimmerman's shooting 37% from three on the year. He's made 36. That is 37th made three-point field goal. Just what Trainer needed to try to stop the bleeding there and get a little confidence going at the offensive end.
Shot inside, put up no good. Rebounded by Trainer. Navarro coming out of there with it to Stogdill. All over him is Caleb Kurt. Stogdill takes it inside, throws up a wild shot, no good. Put back, no good. Another offensive rebound for Trainer. Navarro back up top. Zimmerman three, way short, and a rebound to Caleb Kurt.
A bit of a wild sequence there. Trainer able to get a couple second chance opportunities on the offensive rebounds, could not convert.
15-3. Northland going to go with that clear out. 1-4 look. They're going to let Hilmer go one-on-one. Pull up 14-footer. No. Stogdale going for the rebound, and they got a foul on North Lynn on Haugenberry.
Well, that 1-4 low set was so effective for the Lynx in the second half of the quarterfinal against West Sioux. Again, just giving Hilmer space at the top of the key to play a little one-on-one. He's got such a nice little floater in the lane there. He pulls up on the elbow just a little bit short. We'll see if they continue to give him that opportunity to attack Miska with some space.
Thomas Schwartz into the ball game now. He'll bring it up for Trainer. Nice pass inside to Tarks, who gets the layup with the left hand off the turnaround.
Really nice lead pass as Tarks is running through the middle of that press. Kind of did a little reverse pivot with the left hand off the basket. Nice finish.
Suddenly five in a row here for Trainer, and it's 15-5, and a reach foul going to be committed by Schwartz as he went for the steal. Already five team fouls on Trainer.
Well, we've seen eight whistles here for fouls in the first quarter. Quite a contrast to the game we just saw with Comanche here earlier. You never know exactly what you're going to get when you get up here, but typically the game's allowed to be played a little bit more physically.
Kick outside, three-pointer, good! Dylan Kurt with his second triple of the first quarter.
A big shot from Kurt there. We mentioned wanting to get some of those role players opportunities to contribute. Kurt knocks it down.
Inside out play right there, and it's 18-5. Under 2 minutes to play, and a travel called on Schwartz. Trainer just going really fast right now.
They really are, and Northland, I think, is contributing to that as much as they're trying to pressure the basketball and try to speed them up. They haven't been able to keep their composure and play at a speed where they can make better decisions and have a little bit better control of the basketball.
Northland perfect from beyond the arc. They're 3-for-3. They lead by 13. Kurt bounced to the baseline. Miller, nice move. Had a block from behind on the shot by Tarks. And Northland gets it back. Miller penetrates the lane, pump fake, got his man in the air, missed the bunny, and the rebound out of there to Zimmerman.
Two really great moves from Miller there. The face-up from the short corner and the quick step to the baseline. He missed the putback, got his own rebound up around the foul line, took it straight at Schwartz, shot fake, and just missed the putback.
Tarks drives in, double pump runner, and got the roll.
Northland's given him plenty, Tarks plenty of space on the perimeter there. Miller a full 10 feet off of him. Still could not stay in front of him on the drive.
Yeah, he does not like the outside shot. He will penetrate or post up 18-7. Dylan Kurt driving baseline. Stop and go move. Kicks it back outside. Miller, three. First miss, no good. Schwartz had the rebound, lost it. Picked back up by Caleb Kurt.
Well, Haugenberry got a piece of that to keep it alive for the Lynx.
Nice shot high off the glass for two for Hilmer. Austin Hilmer with four, 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Long up court pass, stolen away by Miller. They're trying that lob and then a foul. Tarks with a little frustration in the backcourt.
Well, sometimes when you come into a game like this and you're 26-1 and you haven't been challenged or you haven't been punched in the mouth right at the beginning of a game as Northland has done here, it's a different experience, and when you're used to winning and you're used to getting ahead early, sometimes it's difficult to try to, again, find that composure, keep your poise, and just stay with what you're doing. Trainer trying to talk it over a little bit here. You can see the guys trying to encourage each other, but North Lynn's pressure has really gotten to them.
Parker Betchen into the lineup for North Lynn for the last 29 seconds of the first quarter. 20-7, Lynx on top, and North Lynn will get the ball to start the second quarter. Petchkin holds it up top, taking a look at the clock as they're shadowing Austin Hilmer right now.
You know, they're trying to keep the ball out of his hands, which is easier said than done. We'll see him go one-on-one from the top here.
Hilmer comes off the ball screen, crossover dribble on the drive while falling down, scoops it up, and they're going to get him for the walk.
Just a curious call right there. He came off the ball screen to the right, looked like he was trying to extend his dribble past the defender, and maybe just took an extra step there as he was trying to get dribble penetration.
Tarks will come back in with two fouls for the final 2.9. As Stogdill, who has been very quiet so far, has not scored. Long up court pass, and they throw it away. Tried to throw the bomb to Tarks, and it's going to go back to this end.
That's a big mistake. That ball almost bounced into the tuba down there and the pep band, and now North Lynn will throw it in underneath their own basket with a chance to run a play here with 2.6 left in the first quarter. Both Austins will check back into the game here for this last offensive possession.
As it'll be ball out of bounds, Hilmer to inbound, left of the glass, looking in at front court for the Lynx. Quick pass out top, open three, no good. Too strong by Miller, and that's the end of a very productive first quarter. Number 2, Northland 20, number 1, Trainer 7. We'll head to the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament right here on KGYM.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play filet mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Back with you here in Des Moines. 20-7, North Lynn jumped out to a 15-0 lead. And the Lynx lead it by 13 as we go to the second quarter. Scott Unash, Nate Sanderson with you. And pressure has caused 10 turnovers so far in the ball game. North Lynn shooting 7 of 15 and 47%, 4 out of 5 from 3, and they've been causing havoc, getting easy buckets off of turnovers, and anything that North Lynn wanted to go right has gone right so far.
Well, just about everything they've tried has worked. You mentioned the full court pressure here, giving Trainer some different looks, trying to deny the ball into Stogdill has been effective. The trap at half court has been effective. Getting up and down quickly has been effective. Forcing the long pass has been effective. Coach Hilmer's got to be pleased with where they're at here going into the second quarter.
North Lynn with the starting five in there. Miller, Hilmer, Dylan Kurt, Haugenberry, and Van Orney. And for Trainer, he'll come back in with Navarra. Miske in there as well. Schwarty, Stogdill, and Tarek. So both teams with their starting fives. Underway quarter number 2. North Lynn with a basketball as Hilmer will bring in a bounce pass. They look down low and work that right wing now. Coming off the screen, Kurt fakes. He'll take it right free throw line. Drive, spins, cut off by Tarks. Up top, Miller a jab step. He'll hand it back to Austin Hilmer.
Navarra trying to make Hilmer work here to get the basketball and really coming up to pressure him on the perimeter.
Fake and a kick to the corner. Miller open three, got it again. Third tray for Austin Miller.
That is 3 for 5 from downtown for Austin Miller. That's one way to counter the height inside for Trainers to pull him away from the basket and convert from the three-point line.
There's a foul off a nice feed down low to Schwarty. And that'll be the fourth North Lynn foul. Stopped an easy two, though.
We'll see if he can earn it here from the line. One of the things about the press break, when you just have a 6'10 guy lingering around the basket, it does give you an outlet as you get closer to half court. And right there, Trainer found him for the easy attempt at the rim.
Shorty sinks the first free throw. By the way, that was the second foul on Austin Hilmer. So that's something to watch right now.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Most likely he's not going anywhere, and we'll have to just play a little bit smarter here defensively. Try not to pick that third one up here in the first half.
Schwarty got a bow, 68% foul shooter, and it's a 23-9 lead for North Lynn. As the Lynx will bring it up. Hilmer comes off the high ball screen as they work the perimeter. Van Orney holds it there. Miska on him. Hand off to Kurt. Comes left of the lane. Pull up jumper, a high archer. Ooh, in and out from 10.
We got a great screen from Haugenberry up on the perimeter there. Just missed the little pull up jumper.
And an offensive foul on Tarks. Thought they were going to get the walk. Instead, they got the offensive foul.
Well, he caught the ball with a full head of steam coming up from the right wing there, and it looked like he was trying to put it down on the floor to get to the middle. The ball slipped out of his hands, and the Northland defender just planted right in front of him and got ran over. Took one for the team there.
Third foul on the leading scorer for Trainer, Jack Tarks. 6'4 senior averaging 15, and he is now a spectator on the bench. Dylan Kurt fakes, circles right. Right back it goes to the corner. Open three, ring it up again. Cade Haugenberry.
Well, really nice pick and pop action there from the left wing. Hagenberry just floating to that corner, and a beautiful high arching shot goes in.
26-9, Stockdale trapped along the center line. Ooh, they're going to get a reach foul. I think they're going to get it on Kate Hagenberry.
Well, North Lynn once again setting that trap as the ball's coming across half court. Hagenberry looked like he was straight up and down. The trainer player was pivoting pretty aggressively, brought his arms down, and they called him for the cheap one.
26-9, 6:20 to play. Trainer with a basketball, down by 17. This is the biggest lead of the half. Zimmerman back into the ball game. Niska up top. They play catch with it. Right of the circle. Stockdale coming off the screen. Got it down on the baseline. Back to Zimmerman. Fakes the three. Penetrates. Back to Stockdale. Drives into the lane, and he was stripped.
Pretty aggressive drive there. He's just going to load up his shot. Looked like Hilmer or Miller, one of them, got his hand on the ball to knock it free.
Nice pass inside. Layup good. It'll count, and a foul off a great pump fake and a great assist on the high-low.
Well, Miller has such great footwork around the basket. There he caught the ball down on the right block where he made a living in the quarterfinal against West Sioux. Schwarty, again, 6'10", plenty of height in front of him, but Miller just crafty enough, turned one way, showed the ball, and then stepped through underneath to get the lay-in and the foul.
28-9, North Lynn. And Schwarty picks up his first foul. Trying for the three-point play. Miller, and he got it. And Miller with 13, or 16 make that in the early going. Stockdale still scoreless. Ball tip, but it comes down to Trainer having all kinds of problems with the pressure, and they throw it away again. And Tark's got his fourth. He checked in. Oh, and Scott Rucker is absolutely livid on the sideline.
Well, he might have an argument on that one. Tark's was on the weak side block as the ball was coming across half court. The ball was deflected. The North Lynn player kind of jumped up and fell back into Tark's. The official thought that Tark's moved into him and whistled him for his fourth foul here with 5:33 to go in the second quarter. North Lynn will shoot 1-1 and be in the double bonus here for the rest of the half as well.
20-point North Lynn lead. And Miller with a 1-and-bonus on the way right through. One more upcoming. North Lynn averaging 85 a game, and they're well on their way. And this has been an absolute clinic so far. Second one also good.
North Lynn changing their defensive front here in the press, up on the ball, playing one-on-one. Here comes the trap in the backcourt and the steal.
Caleb Kurt took it right away. Two more. Turnover number 13. First points off the bench. And it's 33-9.
Trainer just not sure what they want to do with this trap in the open floor.
Stockdale will pull up for three and hits it right of the key.
Well, he was able to break free that time, just pulled up at the three-point line on the wing, knocked it down.
33-12, Hilmer trying to draw the foul out front, yo-yos the dribble back between the circles to Kurt, to the corner, three on the way, ring it up again for Hagenberry.
Well, Schwarty giving Hagenberry plenty of room in the corner there, anticipating that his length would be able to contest that. He wasn't able to get there soon enough, and North Lynn knocks down another three.
Oh, and there's a reach foul, and that might be three on Hilmer.
Yeah, he knows it is. He's walking over for a talking to either from Dad or Grandpa. I can't see from
which
here.
Which one do you want to get it from?
Probably Coach Griff if it were me, but I'm not sure that's an option right now.
North Lynn, 36, Trainer 12, but Hilmer picks up his third foul as Tate Hagenberry is going to come into the lineup now, and another North Lynn steal, another pump fake, and another layup.
Great play by Hagenberry there. He got the deflection on the overhead pass, took it to the basket. Showed a shot fake, paused one time, and laid it in.
Stockdale will bring it up. 4:25 to play first half, 38-12. On the dribble drive and kick to the corner. Navarro, three, won't go. Rebound on the one and done. Cade Hagenberry got the board. Lob pass down on the baseline. High catch by Dylan Kurt. He'll bring it back out with 4:09 to play, and then he throws it away. One of the few mistakes North Lynn has made.
Well, Northland not used to having the ball out of Austin Hilmer's hand coming up the floor and initiating in the offense there. We'll see how they deal with that over the last 4 minutes here of the second quarter.
38-12, Northland out in front. They're going to try to double Stockdale. Got it over into the corner to Zimmerman. Spinning all over him, the lengths. Finally got it out of there to Miska. Back out top. Three, Stockdale. Curls in and out, no good. They fight for the rebound underneath. Picked up by Haugenberry. Shuffled ahead. Miller through traffic. Miller with a stop-and-go move. He'll take it inside. Fake shot up short. And the rebound to Trainers Navarra.
They got hit on the arm there as he was going up to shoot that pull-up, but no call.
Stockdale gets it up ahead. Schwartz. No look pass to Zimmerman. Corner three. Oh, it's an air ball. And the rebound comes down to Miller.
We see Miller showing the complete game here, playing a little point forward. Is that what you'd call this? Is he bringing the ball up here for North Lynn?
I would go with that. Lynx with 38 points with 3:10 to play here in the half.
North Lynn will be content to be a little bit patient here, one would think, with Hilmer out on the bench and the large lead here. The clock becomes their friend here in the second quarter.
Kick to the left wing. Three-pointer dances and falls. Haugenberry with the ninth. They're making 8-3 of the first half for North Lynn.
And that is a textbook shooter's roll right there. Hit the front of the rim, back of the rim, front of the rim again, and rolled in.
And another turnover as Stockdale picks it up in the backcourt and just fires it over everybody's head. Media timeout with 2:46 to play here in the second quarter, and North Lynn is up 41-12. And tell you what, give Bob and Mike Hilmer and Travis Griffin all of the credit in the world for coming up with a great game plan.
Well, they thought they'd be able to pressure the Trainer guards. They wanted to try to speed them up a little bit here. I don't know that they would anticipate being able to generate this many turnovers, 15 turnovers so far in the game. And again, being able to turn those quickly into points at the other end has been huge for North Lynn to be able to extend this lead.
Live ball turnovers too, most of them.
Yeah, indeed, and that makes such a difference because there's no chance for your transition defense to get back. It's very difficult to get back in front of the ball when North Lynn's catching it on the run headed toward their own basket.
North Lynn has hit 8 3-pointers. The Lynx are 8 of 10.
It's an incredible percentage right there. Not very often you're going to shoot 80% from three, but if you're going to pick a time in the year to do it, this is a pretty good time.
Hanging in there as far as the rebounds are concerned, as it'll be Northland basketball off yet another turnover by the Trainer Cardinals.
Well, Trainer not able to convert on a lot of their opportunities when they have been able to get shots at the basket. 4 for 12 from the field, 33%, and just 2 for 5 from the three-point line. As you mentioned, only 3 offensive rebounds for Trainer. North Lynn been doing it all at both ends of the floor tonight.
So it'll be North Lynn to put it in. And now Trainer going to show a little pressure. Showed it and backed it off a little bit. Zimmerman will pick up Miller as he angles across the timeline right.
It's not a bad idea to extend that defense with Hilmer out of the game. See how Northland can handle it with their point guard resting here with the 3 fouls. Miller bringing the ball up the floor, draws another foul here, and he will go to the line to shoot 2 in the double bonus here for the Lynx.
Zimmerman got that foul. And here is Austin Miller, 5 out of 5 tonight for the free throw line for Miller. And make it 6 out of 6, 72% foul shooter. High school basketball tonight presented by Hills Bank. Check them out online at hillsbank.com. Connection is here. That one rings out no good and off a Lynx out of bounds.
Well, it looked like Haugenberry had a shot at that rebound, but kind of as he tumbled down with it, looked like his toe might have caught the baseline there. Trainer will throw it in.
It is a 30-point North Lynn lead. Stockdale just trying to get it in, and it's fumbled for a moment, but picked up by Miska. They'll trap Stockdale at the center line. Got out of it. Give and go. Inside, Miska turns, fires it off the glass, and scores.
That's a lot better ball movement there for Trainer. They reversed the basketball through the middle of the floor, got it to the left wing. Cutter went right down the middle of that press break, and they passed it to him, leading him right to the basket for a layup.
Caleb Kurt traveled as he drug the pivot foot.
He did. Just got a little bit excited catching the ball in the corner there. Looked like he was waiting for someone to come off a screen at the top and drag that pivot foot.
Northland again with the pressure. Stockdale. Problem with the trainer right now, Coach, is that they're picking it up right at the center stripe.
Well, that's where the trap is coming. The ball handlers seem to be panicking just a little bit, trying to get rid of it, but don't give themselves a very good out at the half-court stripe.
Blocked by Tate Haugenberry on Miska. With a minute 48 to play, just stuffed him. Tate puts it on the floor, drives in, leaner up, no good. Rebound out of bounds, going to stay with North Lynn.
Haugenberry once again on the weak side glass, keeping that alive. He came down with it with two hands. It got poked out of his hands here, but North Lynn will throw it in underneath.
Running that circle, inbound play. Tate Haugenberry, the 6'2 freshman. Stop and go move. Miller picks it up, looking for some help, and they had Zimmerman from behind on the foul. Looks that way.
That was Zimmerman with a bit of a headlock. Miller was gesturing with the basketball in front of his forehead there. Zimmerman thought he saw an opportunity to grab it. Unfortunately, hit Miller right across the head as he was reaching for it, and he will go to the line to shoot two more.
Miller, first one on the way, up and good. Listening to high school basketball tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. As Trainer will bring Schwarty back in at 6'10". Second free throw also curls in. 44-14 lead for the North Lynn Lynx. Looking to get back to the state championship game for a rematch with Boyden Hall. Miska to the trailer. Schwartz on the drive, takes it all the way. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Schwarty, and loops it back up and in on the reverse layup.
Well, there's Schwarty. Nice job staying active on the weak side boards. Once he catches it high over his head, there's not many on the North Lynn team that are going to reach it.
44-16. Tate Haugenberry, the freshman, picks it up, shovels it inside. Wide open, Cade Haugenberry. Ooh, can't get the layup to go, and the rebound out of there to Navarra.
Well, nice backdoor cut by Cade coming out of the right corner right to the basket there. His brother Tate tried to set him up. He went up for it. He paused. He probably could have gone right away and finished. Tried to give the fake and ended up missing the layup.
Cade Haugenberry picks up his third, trying to draw a charge. And that is team foul number 7 on North Lynn. So Cade Haugenberry with 3 and Austin Hilmer with 3.
We'll see if Haugenberry stays in the game here for the last minute. So far, we don't have anyone coming to the bench to relieve him.
Stockdale with only 3 points, make it 4 as he hits the front end of the 1-1. He'll get the second, 44-17. North Lynn on top. Jumped out to a 15-0 lead in case you joined us late.
Stockdale here going to the line, converts the second free throw, just his 5th point of the game. He's averaging 15 on the season. Tarks, as we mentioned, on the bench with his 4th foul, averaging 16.5. A lot of players from Trainer being forced to do some things maybe they haven't had to do all year long here.
A lot of deer in headlight look right now for Trainer. Students, fans, and the players.
And the coaching staff, for that matter.
42 seconds to play. Dylan Kirk doubled up top, picks up the dribble and threw it away. Stockdale with the steal. 2-on-3 break. Stockdale driving a kick outside. Open three-pointer up and good for Schwartz.
I see Trainer extending a little bit of that defense here, chasing the ball around with a little bit of a trapping defense. Allows them to get out and run and get the open three.
20 seconds to play in the half. Some bumping up front, but Miller gets it over the timeline. Going for one. 12 seconds to play. Stockdale on him. He'll go with the 1-4 look. Here comes Miller. Stutter dribble. Drive. Tried to kick it to the wing, and it's tipped out of bounds.
Well, Kurt was lifting up from the corner there to fill on the kick, and Trainer got the deflection out of bounds. 4.3. North Lynn will throw it in on the left side.
With Dylan Kurt doing the honors. Gets it in. Tate Haugenberry will pull up. The freshman for 3. No good. And that's it for the first half of play. And just an absolutely amazing display by the North Lynn Lynx. The defending state champions leading it at halftime 44-21. Number 2 leading number 1 in this battle in Class 2A. We will take 2-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament from KGYM.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Basketball season is heating up. It's the time when the standings begin to take shape and real competitors discover just how far they can go.
Goodyear knows the road to the playoffs takes the right amount of momentum and drive, and that movement is the path to discovering your true potential.
So on your drive, Goodyear wants to help you discover your own possibilities, no matter where the road leads.
When it comes to choosing tires, visit Goodyear.com and pursue the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
We had a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
For the ones who forge metal and knows with nerves of steel. For the ones who burn the midnight oil and the ones who rise with the sun. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry with over 250 local branches and a team of specialists available 24/7 to help you solve any challenge. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back with you at halftime here from the State Boys Basketball Tournament in Des Moines as the Northland Lynx leading it 44-21 here at halftime. Jumped out to a 15-0 lead over Trainer. Trainer turnovers against the pressure were beneficial to Northland to say the least. And you couple that with 8 of 11 from three-point range, and not a whole lot went wrong for the Lynx in that first half.
Well, everything going Northland's way early in the game. As you mentioned, 16 turnovers. Northland able to convert that into 25 points. They were also able to get to the free throw line 10 times, 8 for 10 here. And what a first half from Austin Miller. 21 points in the half, 8 for 9 from the foul line, 3 for 5 from the three-point line. In about 4 minutes, he got to serve as the point guard. He did it all there in the first two quarters.
21 points, as you mentioned, but the only negative foul trouble a little bit for Northland at the present time. Austin Hilmer's got three, and Kate Haugenberry has three as well. So a couple starters right now for the Hilmers, saddled with three fouls.
Well, something to keep an eye on here in the second half. Trainer also with a little bit of foul trouble in the first half. Miska with two fouls, and of course Tarks, the leading scorer for Trainer with four fouls. Barely played, I would say, 7 or 8 minutes there in the first half. You got to imagine that they're going to have to start him here in the third quarter to give them any chance to get back in the game. But one more mistake, and he will be done for his career in a Trainer jersey.
That's right. And between Stogdill and Tarks right now, 9 points. And they come in averaging, about 31, 32 points per ball game. So Northland has done a terrific job as far as shutting them down is concerned.
Well, and a lot of that comes from the defensive pressure and the full court. Trainer, I think, just blitzed early. Not really sure how to handle the trap that they were seeing in the backcourt, number one, as Northland running some of that run and jump defense. They push the guard up the side of the floor. Immediately as the ball gets toward half court, the trap would come. And I thought Trainer made a couple nice adjustments over the last couple of minutes of being more aggressive, trying to attack that double team, move the ball away from it and attack the basket or shoot it from the three-point line. But we did not see much of that the first 12 minutes of the game, and it certainly cost Trainer early on.
Take a look at the halftime scoring for Northland. Austin Miller in the first half with 21 points. It was 5-11 from the field, 3-for-5 from 3, 8-of-9 from the free throw line for his 21 points. Cade Haugenberry with 11. Remember the coaching staff said, sophomores, the lights can't be as bright as they were in that first round game against West Sioux. Well, they're not so far. Cade Haugenberry with 11, including three three-point goals. Six for Dylan Kern on a couple of threes. Austin Hilmer held to only four in that first half. And as we mentioned, with three fouls. And Caleb Kurt with a bucket for two. Four Trainer being led by Jack Stogdo with five. A three-pointer will go along with two free throws. Four apiece for Jack Tarks, but as Nate mentioned, four fouls for the 6'4 senior. John Schwarty with four. Off the bench, Tim Zimmerman and Thomas Schwartz, each with a three. Luke Miska with a two for Trainer here at halftime. Turnovers, North Lynn with six and 16 turnovers in the ballgame for the Trainer Cardinals in that first half of play. Bench scoring right now is 6-2. Trainer with the slight advantage right there. And you got the official stats.
I did. Did you get the unofficial stats, or what are you looking at there?
I'm going to let you talk about the official stats.
Well, points in the paint here in the first half. North Lynn 12-8 over Trainer. That isn't something we necessarily would have expected early on because of the height advantage for the Cardinal Lane side. But Schwarty has been neutralized, I think, partially by the footwork of Miller. He's been able to drive by him from the high post and from the perimeter and use some of his crafty moves around the basket to be able to get to the free throw line. At the offensive end, again, we talked about the pressure versus the height advantage. Trainer has struggled to get into their offense or any kind of flow at that end and establish any of the high-low game that Coach Hilmer had talked about early before the game.
Yeah, the shooting in that first half, terrific. North Lynn right at 50% there, 14-28. Points off turnovers, 25-6 North Lynn. That's the biggest stat of the first half that I can come up with on the sheet right now.
Well, it's not only points off of turnovers, but when you have 16 turnovers as a team, as Trainer does, that also means just fewer field goal attempts in your possessions. North Lynn has attempted 28 field goals, gone to the line 10 times. Meanwhile, Trainer only 18 attempts. They are 7 for 18 in the first half, including 3 of 7 from the three-point line, 39% from the floor, but they cannot have a deficit of 10 attempts for against North Lynn in the second half if they want to get back into this game.
23-point lead here for North Lynn at halftime. We'll take a break, 1-minute timeout, and come back for the second half here from Des Moines as North Lynn leads at 44-21 over the Trainer Cardinals. Back after this, you're listening to High School Boys State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
There's never been a better time to be a doer, not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, plus award winners and nominees starting at under $2 a night. Now at the box and on demand, Knives Out. Nothing brings a family together like murder. In this twist-filled whodunit mystery starring Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, and more. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at redbox.com.
Back with you from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Coverage of the state tournament continuing tomorrow as Miles Klotz will be with you tomorrow at 3:30 on 106.3 FM as it'll be a 3A semifinal. Clear Creek, Amana, and Sergeant Bluff, Luton. Everybody saw that one for the semifinal round. The 6 and the 7 seeds going at it. And, again, that will be at 3:30. I'm sure North Lynn didn't want halftime to come, Coach.
Well, they did a great job there in the first half. We'll see what kind of adjustments both teams make. I would assume Coach Hilmer is going to stay with the full court pressure that has been so effective here in the first half of speeding Trainer up and forcing them into those turnovers. On the other side of the ball, Trainer, as I mentioned before, the last couple of possessions there in the first half seemed to have a little bit better organization in their press break. Rather than pulling back when they got trapped at half court, they got the ball into the middle of the floor, which created some opportunities both to get to the basket and to set some teammates up at the three-point line. We'll see if they try to move the ball before they get into that trap. And as you mentioned, a team of this caliber certainly isn't going to lay down, even though they are behind by 23. Just looking over their games earlier in the season, only the third time they have trailed at halftime on the year. So unfamiliar territory for Trainer.
Tarks is going to start the second half with four fouls. It'll be trainer ball. Miska in there along with Stogdill, Navarra, Tarks, and Schwarty. And Northland going to try to trap immediately right out of the chute in the backcourt. And they get it ahead to Miska. On the power dribble, takes the left free throw line. His trainer goes to the basket to our left. As Austin Hilmer falls down in the lane. Got hit in the head, I think. Here is Tarks taking it inside, no good. Tipped it up, no good. And the rebound out of there to Miller.
Not sure what happened there to Hilmer. He was grimacing a little bit and then had players kind of walking all over him as he was trying to get up there in the middle of the lane.
Starting five for the North, Lynn Lynx. Hilmer works the weave to Dylan Kurt. Spinning at the far sideline. Oh, nice crossover dribble. Penetrates, hands it back to Haugenberry. Both Cade and Tate were in there in the first half for North Lynn. Lynx being a little bit patient here. Kurt drops it free throw line. High-low bounce pass. Posting up on the block and an extra step going to be called. And a travel on Austin Miller.
We've seen that action from Northland quite a bit throughout the season. Haugenberry posting up in the left mid-post. Miller trying to seal his defender in the right block. They get the ball to him, and he just made an extra pivot there, slid the pivot foot, and traveled.
Full court pressure as Tarks gets it from Stogdill. Mike Hilmer said that was more of a travel than the last one was. Didn't get that. Tarks on the drive all the way down the lane, and we got a foul. And it's going to be a block on North Lynn. Royce Raniger ran in from Altoona for that one. I got Altoona in there. There you go.
Well, there you go. I think that was the right call. Dylan Kurt kind of got caught halfway. It looked like he wanted to set up and see if he could take that fifth foul from Tarks as he was coming to the basket. Just didn't get there soon enough. He got caught on the hip, and he definitely was not established there. Tarks going to the line.
Well, you can see Tarks is not going to back off. He got the ball, and he took it right at the rack. Missed the first free throw. Second one, also no good, and Miller the rebound. Hands it off to Austin Hilmer. He'll bring it ahead for Northland, going to the basket to our right. Circles left, steps back, high arching three-pointer, got it again.
It was a great little staggered ball screen there from North Lynn. They got the first screen from Miller, the second screen popping right behind it, and Hilmer just stepped back and nailed the three.
47-21, 26-point North Lynn lead. Stogdill to center circle, working on Haugenberry. Stop and go dribble, driving a kick to Tarks. He is not a three-point shooter. He gets it back to Stogdill. He'll put it up for three, short, front iron and off. Rebound Miller, hand off to Hilmer. North Lynn on the run in the open court. Hilmer, little shake and bake move, comes off the ball screen, hands it back to Haugenberry. 2 minutes into the second half with North Lynn up by 26. Miller turns the corner, takes the left baseline up top. Haugenberry, three-pointer, bring it up.
Well, with the 6'10 Schwarty flying right at him as he popped and took that three-point shot, just nailed it. And Schwarty, just a look of disbelief as he watched that ball go in the basket.
And I think they just got the fourth foul on Haugenberry. No, that is not correct. North Lynn just picked up a foul in the backcourt. And we'll have to find out who that foul was on.
I think it was on Haugenberry. He's come out of the game here, but I think it might just be his third. The official stats also only had him for two in the first half there.
All right. Here's Tarks. Jump stop in the lane. Turnaround shot short. And Miller, another rebound.
So Northland continuing with that swarming, trapping defense. Trainer seems to be handling it a little bit better here to start the second half.
Seven rebounds. Caleb Kurt into the ball game now for Haugenberry. Off the clear out. Miller going one-on-one. Had a shot rejected on the help defense by Schwarty. Here comes Tarks. Coast-to-coast all the way. And was going to shoot. Never did. And carried it out of bounds.
That is the strangest thing. That's got to be overturned here. Tarks was flying through the middle of the lane. He jumped as though he was going to lay it in. The ball never came out of his hand, and he landed on the baseline. Even if it was deflected initially, he landed out of bounds, still in possession of the basketball. Coach Hilmer throwing a bit of a fit on the side, gets the call to be overturned.
That was strange. It's like he was thinking of what I'm going to do in midair. Saw a couple guys coming at him and just panicked. Van Orney over in the corner. And losing it on the baseline that time was Kurt, as Stockdale comes up with a steal.
You see Trainer, as they did right at the end of the half, double teaming and chasing that with that scramble defense, similar to what Northland has been doing all game. The Lynx have turned it over a couple times here. Trainer seemed to be finding a little bit more rhythm at the offensive end.
Schwarty on the putback off the Stockdale miss, and it's 50-23. I asked you in halftime, you got to think Trainer's going to come with a run at some point. They're just too good not to come with a run.
Well, you give some coaches 10 minutes to talk it over here.
And now I think we got a bloody nose on Caleb Kurt.
Trainer with some nice adjustments here at halftime. Number one, just being a little bit more organized in their press break. Not being afraid to attack the back of the Northland defense here has been effective for them. And cranking up the defensive pressure in the half court, chasing the ball around, making Northland take care of it in the same way that Northland has been challenging them all game long.
Found that missing foul was on Van Orney. He's got one. So Haugenberry, Cade Haugenberry with three. And he's back into the lineup now for Northland. 4:20 to play here in the third. Northland by 27, and now Miller's just going to hold it out front, bring Tarks out. He'll drive around him all the way in. A pump fake, nobody biting, and kicks it back out to Hilmer.
We'll see how deliberate the Lynx are here. I'm not sure they're really trying to get into a stall game, just trying to create more space between defenders to attack the basket.
Halfway home here in the third. Miller puts it on the floor, on the handoff to Hilmer. He'll pull up for a three, got it again.
I like the adjustment here from Coach Hilmer, really spreading the floor, a bit of a five-out offense, but spaced outside the NBA three-point line just creates tremendous amounts of room to be able to attack the basket. There, the drive, the kick, and Hilmer, the one dribble pull-up from three.
53-23, lead back to 30. Navarro, two-man game. I got a hold down low on Kurt as he grabs Schwarty.
Well, Miller having a little conversation there. Miller had great defensive position below Schwarty. Kurt just got a hold of the arm as he was trying to contest the entry pass there.
And we're going to get a media timeout with 3:31 to play here in the third quarter. Northland 53, Trainer 23. We will take a break. Come back to Des Moines after this here on KGYN.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
3:31, time remaining in the third quarter, and a Northland 30-point lead, 53-23. As the Lynx doing everything right now, 52% shooting, 16-31, 77% from beyond the three-point arc. 10 of 13 for Northland tonight, 8 of 10 from the free throw line, while Trainer, conversely, 8 of 23, 35%, and 3 of 8 from beyond the arc.
A couple nice adjustments here, as we mentioned. Trainer going to throw the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket.
Stockdale to get it in. Zimmerman, three-point shooter into the ball game. Also into the ball game is Schwartz. Inside, posting up. Shot good. It'll count the foul for Stockdale.
Well, that's a familiar look for Coach Hilmer right there. A Northland staple on the inbound play. Stockdale throwing it into the corner. The ball went back to the right wing. He flashed right through the middle of the lane. They entered it back to him, and just a little shot fake and step through gets him to the free throw line.
Gunnar Van Orney got the foul, his second, and the free throw short. Another Miller rebound, and he's got a double-double now.
Well, the quarterfinal, he got a double-double in the first half. A little bit behind schedule here tonight.
Van Orney, left of the circle, three, back iron and off, no good, and a rebound to Zimmerman. 53-25, the lead right now for Northland. Zimmerman to the corner, wide open, side three, no good, offense rebound, Tarks, and the finger roll is good.
Trainer definitely taking better care of the basketball here in the second half, only one turnover so far in the third quarter. doing a little bit better job moving the basketball and finding open players who are not hesitant to take open shots.
Open shot for three, and he hits again for Dylan Kurt off the great feed from Hilmer.
Dylan Kurt's third three of the game, 3 for 3 so far tonight. Great contribution from him for the Lynx.
56-27. Tarks, cross-court pass. Zimmerman launches a three, no good. Tip comes down to Tarks, scoops it up, no, and a blocking foul. Miller tried to draw that charge, but he just kind of slid in.
Well, Tarks was able to sky above Miller there for the offensive rebound. Miller tried to get set up underneath of him as he made that pivot toward the basket. May have just been sliding a little bit. If the official says he was not settled in, Tarks will go to the line.
He'll have two. Missed his last two, his first two of the night. Got that one, though. As Tarks will get one more. He's only a 54% foul shooter as Miska will come back in for Trainer. Northland doubled up the lead right now. It's 56-28. Link's second free throw on the way. Curls in and out and back in again.
Trainer extending their defense here into the backcourt a little bit to challenge Hilmer. We'll see if they run any double teams at the basketball as they've been doing earlier.
Hilmer lost a handle of it, picks it up, got doubled, finds the open man underneath, pump fake, off the glass, two more. Caleb Kurt.
And really nice footwork there from Caleb Kurt. Showed the ball and then stepped through as the defender flew by and laid it in.
Northland so fundamental with the pump fake. They get so many teams off their feet. As Zimmerman, top of the key, works in the lane to Schwartz. Kicked back to Stockdale. Step back three, no good. Miller another board. He's already got a double-double.
Miller sky, great position on that. The quick outlet to Hilmer, and the Lynx are on the attack.
58-29. Trap out front. Dylan Kurt, cross-court pass. Here's Caleb for three. Front iron and short. Weak side rebound to Zimmerman. He'll push it ahead. Up the left-hand boards for Zimmerman. Holds it there with a minute 25. Throws it out front and nearly threw it in the backcourt. As Miska got it to Zimmerman. Turns, fires a three, and connects.
Well, there Dylan Kurt was trying to come out to contest as the ball made it to the top of the key. Ran into his own man. Haugenberry was trailing his player through the lane, and Kurt got hung up. The three-pointer was good.
58-32, stop-and-go dribble. Scoop layup won't go with the left hand by Hilmer. And here comes Trainer up ahead to Stockdale. He'll step back. Three-pointer good. Two threes in a row for Trainer.
Trainer being much more aggressive here in transition, trying to push the ball ahead, and why not? They've got nothing to lose here. Stockdale got to the three-point line, and no hesitation whatsoever, knocked it down.
58-35, 42 seconds to play here in the third. Ball tipped away from Miller. Picks it up, and now a trap put on by Trainer. Boy, Dylan Kurt thought about the NBA three.
Well, he was standing out about 4 feet in front of Coach Hilmer right there. I think Mike might have jumped out to try to block that if he would have taken it.
I think Bob might have tackled it. Ball slipped away, loose, and picked up by Trainer, and then it was knocked away from behind. Tarks has got it, scoops it up. Good, it'll count, and a foul. Again, trying to draw that charge, Miller, and he picks up his third.
Well, once again, he got on the driving line, anticipated where Tarks was going. He guessed right. It just looked like he started to tip over a little bit before the contact there. I'm certainly not going to accuse him of flopping there, but he was trying to sell that fifth foul, and you're probably going to have to earn it when you are talking about a game like this.
Tarks to try to cap off the three-point play and does. I think they're going to get him out of the ball game as Navarro comes back in. For 13.8, and here's that little run we talked about. The lead is down to 20.
The largest lead for Northland at one point was 30, now down to 20. As Trainer commits the foul against Hilmer in the backcourt here. Just the first foul for Trainer in the half. Northland on the other side, 16 fouls. Trainer will be in the bonus for the majority, the entirety of the fourth quarter.
Austin Miller gonna throw it in right in front of us. Looking, got it into Austin Hilmer. 9 seconds to play. And he tried to get it off. No, he lost the handle of the ball and then taken back. And a foul in the backcourt on Trainer. Yeah, that was a big play because that could have been a possibility of a turnover and two going into the fourth quarter.
Four bodies ended up on the floor during that sequence. Hilmer trying to split the double team with the dribble. Lost control of the ball. He hit the floor. Two Trainer Cardinals tried to dive after it. Miller tried to dive after it. And Trainer picked up the foul, their second of the quarter.
3.7 to play. Northland will lob it in. Nice catch by Miller. Miller, nice bounce pass underneath. They beat the clock with Kurt on the layup. Beautiful execution off the inbound by Northland. And the momentum turns one way and back to the Lynx as we head to the fourth. After three, Northland 60. Trainer 38. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Back with you in Des Moines, Scott Unash, Coach Nate Sanderson with you as Northland leads it by 22 as we head to the fourth quarter, 60-38. They jumped out to a 15-0 lead in this number one versus number two battle. And we're 8 minutes away from a rematch of the 2A state championship game from a year ago. Not going to put it into the win column yet, though.
Well, you like where Northland is sitting for sure. That third quarter, we saw a little bit of the fight that you talked about from Trainer outscoring the Lynx in that quarter, only turning the ball over one time. And we saw just an increase in aggressiveness for Trainer. Nothing to lose. They're pushing the ball down the floor aggressively. Tarks played the entire quarter with four fouls. He now has 11 points on the game. And hopefully for Northland, they'll start with the ball here in the fourth quarter. A 22-point lead, one would think, would be insurmountable. But you never know here at the state tournament.
So it will be ball to Northland to start the fourth quarter. In their maroon jerseys, Northland going up against Trainer. Winner gets Boyden Hall. Trainer will come out with Niska, Navarro, and also Schwartz in there, Turks, and Stogville. Northland with Austin Hilmer, Austin Miller, Dylan Kurt, along with Caleb Kurt with the cotton up the nose. And also in there is Haugenberry. We're underway. Fourth quarter, Northland basketball headed to the bucket to our right. A trap out front and immediately a foul called. And a little extracurriculars there from Navarro.
Northland went with a horn set there, double high post look. They went to enter to the elbow. Navarro came over for the double team, knocked the ball away. The whistle blew for the foul, and he continued after the ball, the official stepping in to calm things down.
Good piece of officiating right there. Inbound baseline drive all the way in, and a score for Austin Miller.
Great baseline drive there with Trainer extending the defense that creates a lot of space underneath, allowing the baseline. Miller took advantage there.
62-38. Stockdale cross-court pass. Fake step in. Schwartz leaves it right of the lane to Tarks. He'll turn around and score from about 10.
Very nice move by Tarks. He got the ball on the block, extended there, gave a little bump and then a little fadeaway to go.
He's got 13, the lead at 22. 62-40. Trap into the front court. Northland wiggles out of it. And then the pass stolen away as Kurt lost it. Picked up by Tarks all the way in. Flips it up, no good with the finger roll. Stogdale, the rebound. Turnaround won't go. And the rebound loose, picked up by Northland. And Tarks got away with his fifth right there.
The crowd is trying to help the officials there. He definitely could have been blown for his fifth foul on that one.
Kurt, right corner, three ball, no good. And we got a whistle underneath. And they got Stogdale, I think. And Stogdale will pick up his first.
Stockdale got caught up with Miller underneath the basket there and almost tried to pull him down to the floor as he lost his balance. Fortunately, the official saw it. Northland throwing it in underneath.
Here's Dylan Kirk circling left. Cut off, looking for some help. Gets it to Miller. They're going to trap him on the double. Driving right of the lane and before the shot. Got a foul. I think they're going to get Stockdale again. Little hip check, and that's five now for Trainer for team fouls.
Well, Mista was advocating for a forearm shiver there from Miller, but Miller just getting lower than the defender. Got great leverage there and drew the foul.
They go back door on the inbound. Kate Haugenberry with the easy layup for two.
The screener setting a nice screen there to send a shooter to the corner. Haugenberry slipped it right after Miller went to the corner and got the two.
64-40 Northland, 6:26 to play in the ball game. Schwartz picks it up top of the key, over on the baseline to Tarks. Holds it there, skip pass cross court. Stockdale outside the three-point arc. Now spins in the lane, shot up, good. Nice spin move down the paint. It'll count the foul.
Well, this is the Trainer team that we expected to see here in the first half, being very aggressive at the defensive end. Also on the offensive end here, Stockdale getting the clear out up top. Took one dribble to the right. Really nice spin move, long strides to the basket, and he will go to the line to shoot one.
And that's four now on Austin Miller. More importantly, Hilmer with three, Haugenberry with three, as Stockdale hits the free throw.
Miller will stay in the game here, 6 minutes to go. He's going to have to be careful, particularly if he's being attacked by Tarks at the offensive end.
64-43, and a walk on Miller as a double team came.
It looked like he just wanted to pick it up a little bit sooner than his feet were ready to there as Trainer continues to chase with the double team up top, similar to what Northland has been doing here throughout the night.
64-43, six to play in the ball game, lead at 21. Here is the follow-away three. It's going to be an air ball. We got a push underneath as one of the links hit the deck. That's Hilmer. And I thought there, Miska's getting a little bit close. That's the second time they've kind of caught him. And Royce Raniger kind of gave him a little verbal warning there.
Well, Miska turned around to go after that offensive rebound. Hilmer was underneath of him, and he just forearmed him to the floor. Hilmer hit the deck pretty hard there, but he is back up.
Inbound, Northland trapped in the backcourt. As Hilmer gets it back, tries to split a double team, and a foul called. And then again, Hilmer hit the deck.
Well, there Hilmer tried to split the double team, which he did, ran into a Trainer player. Miska came flying in from the weak side after the whistle, got caught up in Hilmer's legs and took him to the floor. That's three times now we've seen some extracurricular activity there after the whistle, trying to knock Hilmer around a little bit.
1-1, 77% foul shooter. That was the 17th foul, so Northland is shooting for the final 5:49 of the ball game.
You wonder if Trainer has the Hilmer rules as the Pistons once did with Michael Jordan back in the day. No easy ones in the lane. Hilmer's not getting anything easy here in the backcourt.
Front end of the 1-1 is good. Lead at 22 for Northland. And made them both. Northland a good free throw shooting team. And I think they're going to be shooting a lot of them. 66-43, stop and go dribble, drive right free throw line, cross court Stockdale. Little shake and bake move, puts it on the floor, kick back outside. High arching three won't go, and we got a rebounding foul, I think, on North Lynn, a push on Dylan Kirk.
Now the officials here are being a little more active with the whistles as things have gotten a little more physical to start the quarter here. You wonder if they're just trying to get control of this a little bit with the number of collisions that we've had, see if they can back the physicality down a little bit here in the fourth quarter.
Miska to the line for 1-1. Left-hander. And 77% drains the first free throw. He'll get the second. He's got three in the ball game. Northland jumped out to a 15-0 lead, led 20-7 after the first quarter. Both free throws good here by Miska. Full court pressure. Hilmer hits the deck and then diving for it. And they're going to keep it with North Lynn as Miska touched the ball with the foot on the line.
Well, Miska playing with nothing to lose here. Chasing Hilmer all over the floor there. Got the deflection and Northland fortunate to maintain possession.
Miller gets it up ahead to Haugenberry. 5:20 to play. He'll take it inside. Lost it on the high dribble. It's loose and picked out of there by Trainer. Turnover number 12. Driving a kick to the corner. Stogdill penetrates, stops, banks home the 10-footer.
Really nice move there by Stogdill. A couple hard dribbles from the left wing. Pulled up right before the contact and banked it in from about 6 feet out.
Lead down to 19. But still, North Lynn in control. And Hilmer through traffic. Cross court to Dylan Kurt. And North Lynn has already turned down about 3 threes on this. And Miller fouled from behind by Stogdill going for the reach. And that's 3.
Once again, I don't think North Lynn is in a stall game here yet. It just seems like they're trying to space the floor. Trainer, no choice but to extend the defense to try to create a little bit more havoc, which they've been able to do here in the second half. But again, that creates more space. Miller with a little jab and go, and Stogdill with the reach from behind.
1-1, up and good for Austin Miller. 24 points for Austin Miller to go along with 12 rebounds. Benzanese puts it up and in. 25 for Miller. 4:44 to play in the ballgame. Northland back up by 21. They'll try to trap in the half court. Schwartz gives it to Stogdill. He'll penetrate, jump stop in the lane. High floater, no good. Miller, another board, number 13.
Well, that was a great rebound in traffic by Miller as he brings the ball up the floor here.
No look, bounce underneath. Oh, Kurt missed the layup.
Oh, a tremendous pass. He drew both defenders to him, dropped it off, and Kurt just missed the money.
And Zimmerman takes it coast to coast and scores after the miss. He's got 8.
Again, Trainer playing fast, pushing the ball as hard as they can here, trying to double-team Hilmer in the backcourt to see if they can make something happen.
Underneath the Haugenberry, had a block by Tarks. Lead at 19 as we come up on the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Through traffic all the way. Hand off to Tarks from Miska. Back to Stogdill. Puts it on the floor, spins down the lane, off the glass with it. No, short. And the rebound to North Lynn.
Stogdill a little bit out of control after that spin move.
Got a lot of tired bodies out here, and there's Tarks committing his fifth.
Well, shoulder block of Miller at half court there. North Lynn doing a great job using their point forward in this game. Miller trying to bring it up against Tarks on the open floor. He went for the steal. Shoulder blocks of Miller right in the chest, and he will be done for the night.
And we're going to get immediate timeouts. 3:43 to play in the ballgame. North Lynn, 68, Trainer 49. Back after this on KGYL.
GEICO presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to GEICO.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Basketball season is heating up. It's the time when the standings begin to take shape and real competitors discover just how far they can go.
Goodyear knows the road to the playoffs takes the right amount of momentum and drive, and that movement is the path to discovering your true potential.
So on your drive, Goodyear wants to help you discover your own possibilities, no matter where the road leads.
When it comes to choosing tires, visit Goodyear.com and pursue the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
3:43 to play in the ballgame. North Lynn, 68, Trainer, 49. As the Lynx look for win number 52 in a row and to try to get a date Friday afternoon in the 2A championship game opposite Boyden Hall. Doesn't that sound familiar? As that was the game a year ago. And 1-1 coming up for Austin Miller, who has had a terrific night.
Miller's got a great line tonight here. 24 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 fouls. He's been filling it up in every category here so far.
And North Lynn hitting their free throws tonight. 12 out of 14 as that one is good. Lead at 20. Second one on the way. Also up and in for Austin Miller, who's got a double-double.
Well, North Lynn is in the bonus here. We'll be shooting free throws late if Trainer continues with that aggressive defense.
Step back three-pointer. Going to be an air ball by Schwartz. And here comes Northland with Hilmer. Circling back, leaves it for Miller. Just heady with Hilmer and Miller. Nice spin move inside, and the roll for Haugenberry on the turnaround from the heart of the lane.
A great move by Haugenberry. Caught the ball just under the free throw line from the left side of the floor. Did a little bit of a spin back to the right and just laid it in off the front of the rim.
Oh, and Miller almost came up with a steal. He anticipated that wing pass.
Coach Hilmer is encouraging him to be careful with those four fouls. Not necessarily a gamble that you need. Don't want him picking up his fifth.
Zimmerman, left wing. He'll try it for three. No good. Flying in. Stogville trying to keep it alive, and it's out of bounds to North Lynn.
A couple more bodies on the floor there. That certainly could have been a foul on Stogville, jumping on top of Haugenberry's back, but no call, and the Lynx will throw it in.
North Lynn led 15-0 in the ball game. In this number one versus number two battle, Caleb Kurt on the hand back to Miller. Stogdale on him, fakes, on the drive. He'll pull up from 10, splashes it in on the right side of the paint.
Now you mentioned Trainer looking fatigued here. Stogdale came out on Miller. Once he jabbed and went by him, he just stops Miller with a nice stop and pop from 12 feet. Got it to go.
Schwartz short on the runner. 2:37 to play, and North Lynn can taste the championship game. No look, hook pass underneath. Haugenberry, another layup.
Trainer just looking fatigued here in North Lynn. Two passes up the floor. Haugenberry, an uncontested wide open layup on the back end of the press break.
Zimmerman for three. Quick one, no good. Weak side rebound out of there to North Lynn. And Miska fouls in the backcourt.
Well, 2:14 left to go in the ball game. North Lynn's lead is 27 here, and it looks like Trainer will begin to go to the bench and bring in some substitutes to get some experience here in the state tournament. Coach Hilmer will likely do the same here in a moment as the Lynx will prepare to see some old friends on Friday afternoon.
From up in Sioux County. Already beaten one team from Sioux County.
Well, we'll take another.
As Trainer with new bodies in there. Blake Sater into the ball game, along with Braden Larson. As a free throw, no good. And it's a two-shot situation. As Hilmer will have one more.
Well, North Lynn shooting two shots there with no players in for the offensive rebound. All four Trainer players went to block out Hilmer, but he had a second one.
Missed them both, and the rebound to Trainer. North Lynn's going to get new players in. Davin Rucker in now for the Trainer Cardinals. 2:03 to play. They'll play in the consolation game coming up tomorrow. High-low pass inside, and the layup is good. That's their offense, and they have not scored one bucket on that until right there.
Well, Chapman with the great lob pass inside here. It looks like Hilmer is going to run a little clock and then take a timeout here to bring his starters out of the game to a nice ovation from the North Lynn faithful.
Indeed. Tate Collum will come in. Tate Haugenberry will come in for North Lynn. Ben Wheatley will come in. He knows his place.
Indeed he does. Practically grew up here.
And Jake Kurt also in for North Lynn. Minute 43 to play here in the ball game. North Lynn only with 11 on the varsity, remember.
Well, we should see them all here in the last minute 30.
76-51. Who's going to shoot the ball? That's always the question.
With this team, it's probably the first guy to be open.
And the ball tipped away and stolen. Trainer, a shovel underneath. Sater's shot no good. Put back try won't go. Third effort blocked. Ooh, and they got a foul on Jake Kurt.
Kurt coming over the top there. The second offensive rebound and put back attempt there. He tried to get the swat and caught just a little bit of the back of the head. Trainer will go to the line to shoot two.
Noah James will go to the line. So you got Boyden Hall and North Lynn in the 2A final for the second consecutive year. That'll be on Friday, and we'll have it for you at around 3:30. Second free throw on the way. That's no good. 76-52. Minute 15 to play here in the ballgame. Kurt will take the three, and he got hammered. as he took it, and a foul called on Blake Sader.
Well, Sader just trying to do his best to contest there, knocked him to the floor, turns to the official and just shrugs his shoulders. He will shoot three.
And he'll try to get into the scoring column at a state tournament, and he does. Good job, Jake Kurt, senior at 6'4". And the second one also good. Don't play horse with this guy.
Indeed. Or don't foul him when you're playing horse, at least.
78-52, 3 for 3. In about 20 years at the reunion, he's going to score 10 points in this game.
That'll be an and one from the three-point line in the corner.
And years after that, it'll be 20 with the grandkid. High lob pass under a minute to play. As North Lynn's going to go to the championship game to take on Boyden Hall. Sader spins, puts up the shot, wildly no good. Putback is up and in, though, as coming over to get it was Noah James.
Under a minute to play here. Trainer just playing straight up man-to-man, as is North Lynn.
79-54 and a steal out front. Sader on the steal, Sader on the layup. And he's got 26 seconds to play. As North Lynn with the 23-point lead, ball tipped away, now it's hiked to the center line. Loose, people diving for it, picked up by Trainer. And a cross-court pass, penetration move, and the layup is good by Braden Larson.
Pretty nice drive there from Larson, but North Lynn going to hold the ball in the backcourt here. The crowd going crazy here for the Lynx as they will advance to the state championship game.
Win number 52 in a row for the North Lynn Lynx, 79-58, as North Lynn wins it over the Trainer Cardinals. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and have the postgame for you from Des Moines. After this, you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides!
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
For the ones who forge metal and knows with nerves of steel. For the ones who burn the midnight oil and the ones who rise with the sun. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry with over 250 local branches and a team of specialists available 24/7 to help you solve any challenge. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back with you in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena after North Lynn led wire to wire by as many as 30, jumped out to a 15-0 lead, and the Lynx are rolling on to the final with an impressive 79-58 victory over the number one team in Class 2A, the Trainer Cardinals. And North Lynn came out with a determined look on their faces, saw it before the ball game, and that 15-0 run highlighted by turnovers caused by the Lynx pressure. Trainer just could not handle the trap in the backcourt, the trap at the center line. Anything that the Hilmers threw on him worked for the first 4 minutes of this basketball game.
Well, the first half obviously key for North Lynn, and as you mentioned, that blitz early in the game. Coach Hilmer before the game thought they might be able to pressure the Trainer backcourt, and certainly they were able to do so. Trainer averaging 12 turnovers on the year, at 16 there in the first half. North Lynn able to turn those into 25 points off of turnovers. You combine that then with the hot shooting, 8 for 10 from three-point land in the first half, and that just became a formula too much for Trainer to overcome in this one.
North Lynn now 26-0, and they win their 52nd straight basketball game. The Lynx led in scoring, three in double figures. Austin Miller just had himself a night. 29 points, 14 rebounds, 7 of 14 from the field, 12 of 13 from the line, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. 29 points for Miller. 20 points for Cade Haugenberry. How about that? For Haugenberry, averaging 6.2 points a game. And like we talked about in the pregame show, the lights can't shine too bright for those sophomores, and boy, he came up big.
Well, they got some great contributions here from someone other than Austin. Cade Haugenberry, as you mentioned, 20 points, 8 for 10 from the floor, including 4 for 4 from the three-point line, and he was not alone. Dylan Kurt, 3 for 3 from the three-point line tonight with 9 points. Caleb Kurt, 2 for 2 from the three-point line in the first half with 6. And anytime North Lynn's getting that kind of balance and Miller has a game like he had tonight, they're going to be difficult to beat on Friday afternoon.
Austin Hilmer held to 12, if you will, a little bit, but did a good job of staying out of foul trouble once he got his third and controlled the offense. 9 points for Dylan Kurt, all on three-pointers. 6 for Caleb Kurt coming off the bench, and Jake Kurt had 3. It was a good Kurt night tonight for North Lynn. For Trainer, they'll go to 25-2. They'll go to the consolation game coming up tomorrow. Jack Skogdill leading the way with 15. Jack Turks with 13. He got 4 fouls in the first half. Did not foul out until the 3:43 mark of the ball game. Tim Zimmerman had 8, including a pair of threes off the bench. John Schwarty, the 6'10 center, was never a factor in the basketball game. He ended up with 6. 4 for Luke Miskup. Blake Sater off the bench late had 4. Noah James had 3. And Braden Larson had 2. The turnovers, we'll get the official turnovers in a moment. Trainer I had with 17, and North Lynn with 15. A lot of those came very late in the ball game, however. And some very interesting stats that we'll go over once we get the official stats from the Iowa High School Athletic Association here in just a little bit. But you can't say enough about this effort tonight by the Lynx.
Well, North Lynn just came ready to play. They came after Trainer early. It didn't look like Trainer, I don't want to say that they didn't have a plan, but whatever they had planned did not work for them there in the first half. I thought their adjustments for Trainer at halftime were good. The ball moved quite a bit better against that full court pressure. They were able to generate some more offense. They only turned it over one time after halftime. But unfortunately for the Trainer Cardinals, who will go on to play in tomorrow's consolation game, it was just too little too late against North Lynn tonight.
Some of the facts and figures as far as the shooting is concerned. North Lynn, 54% tonight, 25 out of 46, 54%, 12 of 18, 67% from beyond three-point range, 17 of 21, 81% from the free throw line. Conversely, Trainer, most of this damage done in the second half. They were 21 of 52, 40.4%, 5 of 18, 28% from 3, and 11 of 15 at 73% on the free throw line in the ball game. And to hold a Trainer team as talented as it is, never give them the lead. And through the first 4 minutes of the game, points off turnovers, I know, was 12-0. And it probably didn't get a whole lot better for Trainer after that point.
Well, the other thing we saw early on was Austin Miller from the three-point line. Again, something that we probably would not have expected. Only 12 made threes on the season coming into the game. He was 3 for 5 from downtown tonight. And, boy, he's difficult to guard when he's able to stretch that defense out to the three-point line. He's got such a quick first step to be able to get to the basket. And perhaps an unsung stat for Mr. Miller tonight.
Sports Center.
As well to go along with those.
I'm Steve Lennox. Here's what you need to know.
Rebounds.
The NBA regular season has been suspended. The Jazz and Thunder postponed earlier tonight in Oklahoma City. Source telling ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Utah's Rudy Gobert testing positive for the coronavirus. That positive test result came back right before the scheduled tip of the game. Royce Young on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt reporting Gobert stated the team Keats Hotel for Shoot Around this morning
rematch,
and was not at the arena at any point during the day. Royce Young
well
also in the last 12
year.
Minutes telling Scott Van Pelt players from both teams still being quarantined. Pelicans and Kings were supposed to tip 30 minutes ago in Sacramento. That game has been postponed. Reason? Right now, one of tonight's officials working the Utah game on Monday night was also supposed to work tonight's game for the Pelicans and Kings. With all that, about 90 minutes ago, the league announcing that it has suspended the regular season until further notice. How about a little good news? Patriot League title game, Boston University and Colgate, our guy, Doug Brown, on the call.
And Colgate puts it in play to Burns. Up top, now to Raymond, right side three. It's no good, but the rebound saved. Back to Burns for three. That's no good. That's going to do it. That's going to do it. For the first time in their history, the Boston University Terriers win a conference tournament championship on the road.
Doug Brown with a call on the Terriers Sports Radio Network right now on ESPN2 and other ESPN Radio affiliates. Second half, ACC tournament 68-45 lead for Syracuse over North
we're
Carolina.
We're going to go for a 3-0 week. Well, that'd be great.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
So that
James Harden and the Rockets square off against Damian Lillard and the Blazers. Sunday at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio
points
and on ABC. Presented by Indeed.
6 points off turnovers. Northland got that advantage, 25-18. Second chance points, Trainer 13-6. Fast break points, Trainer 9-6, and the bench points went to Trainer 20-9. Some of the final numbers in this win tonight by the North Lynn Lynx. Get some rest. Stay healthy with everything going on in this crazy, crazy world here in the last 3 hours. And come back on Friday and try to win a championship.
Yeah, we'll see them most likely take tomorrow fairly lightly. A lot of times you like to, like as you mentioned, get your guys some rest. I'm sure Coach Hilmer will be accumulating even more film on Boyd Nahol to look over tonight. Probably not a lot of sleep tonight for the Northland coaching staff as they start to build that game plan for Friday afternoon. I'm sure they'll get a practice in somewhere here in town and a walkthrough sometime in the morning on Friday and then be ready to go.
Yeah, you've been through it many times. You gotta, if you have a pattern, you like to stay with your pattern, especially if it works.
Absolutely. Well, if you get yourself to the championship game, that's not a time to start messing with rituals. And what Northland has been doing not only this year but for the past few years has been working, and I would assume they will continue with that to get ready for Friday.
Yeah, North Lynn, an absolutely beautiful performance tonight as they get the victory, 79-58. Nate, thanks. Appreciate it. You got a busy week here with all your duties going on and handing out certificates and doing all that sort of great work.
It's been a busy couple weeks. Some responsibilities with the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association. Got to do radio for the Northland girls last week. I went 3-0 last week, by the way, for the Northland girls as well. So I would expect maybe a key to the city when I get back. I don't know which,
which one.
That's right. But some kind of recognition would be great.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday afternoon.
That sounds great.
It's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Zach Schmitz back in the studio. And thanks to our sports-minded boosters to bring you high school basketball here on KGYM. And a reminder that tomorrow we've got more basketball coming your way. A Class 3A state semifinal as it'll be Clear Creek Amana taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton. 3:30 on 106.3 FM coming your way tomorrow afternoon with Miles Klotz on the call here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. It's going to wrap things up for Coach Nate Sanderson, Scott Unash. Thanking you for listening. Final score, North Lynn 79, the Trainer Cardinals 58. North Lynn back to the state championship game for the second consecutive year. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. So long from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines.